Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso. Today's guest is Dr. Carl Dirk from the Department of Chemistry, who is doing some really wonderful developmental research. Carl, welcome.
Thank you, Keith. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to talk about the kinds of things that we've been doing. I think the main research area that we've been involved in, it deals with optical materials and optical processes. And the very interesting thing that we've worked on over maybe the last 10 years was developing lighting for museums to help preserve and protect artwork as they're being illuminated by the light in the museums, because the light can actually cause significant photochemical damage. And we worked out a method to alleviate and reduce that photochemical damage. You can't stop it because, of course, you have to be able to illuminate the painting to be able to see it. And anytime you put any light on it, you're going to cause some photochemical degradation. But we've worked out a way to tune the visible spectrum so that we take out unnecessary portions of the light and at the same time preserve the viewing experience for the public. And so we can, for instance, take out maybe 50% of the visible light that you normally would work with in lighting and still preserve the appreciation for who's ever looking at the painting.
The principle there is, of course, that what you see when you look at a painting is the reflected incident light. And the stuff that you don't need gets absorbed, and that's what does the damage.
Well, it's partly that, but it's also partly that some of the reflected light, it turns out, you don't need to actually visualize. All of our illuminants provide more light in any given wavelength region than we actually need in order to be able to correctly visualize. And so what we do is calculate what parts of the reflected spectrum you don't need, and we actually take out the light that would contribute to that. And so that's essentially unnecessary illumination.
So in fact, then, if you're looking at Rembrandt with your system of filters of the illumination light, you're seeing the Rembrandt as Rembrandt never saw it.
That's not necessarily true. We can actually tune the color rendering experience so that it's indistinguishable, or at least very, very close to being indistinguishable. The other thing we can do is we can actually simulate it the way Rembrandt really did see it, because the way Rembrandt really did see it was under candlelight. And so we can actually not only tune the spectrum to protect the painting, but we can also tune the spectrum so that, in fact, it looks like candlelight.
Is it expensive, and how are you doing that to proselytize?
It is not necessarily expensive. What we first started doing was filters to filter light that actually comes from the lamps. But the reality of it is that the correct way to do this, or in terms of where the technology is you want to be able to tune the lamp itself. And so now there's tremendous ability with tunable LED lamps that wasn't available when we first started doing the research. And so really the future of this is not going to be, let's say, designing filters. The future of this is actually going to be designing the spectral distribution using the tunable LEDs that are now available.
So that, in my mind, thinks that each individual painting in a gallery is going to have its own illumination.
In principle, in the long term, absolutely, you're going to see that.
Carl Dirk, Professor of Chemistry at the University of Texas at El Paso, thank you for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here in El Paso.
Thank you, Keith. It's a pleasure.
And my name is Keith Pannell.